Today is the feast day of the great Saint Pius X, one of the greatest popes in the history of the Catholic Church. His story could be called from peasant to pope. He was born in the year 1835 on the outskirts of Venice. His father was a postman, his mother a seamstress. He was the second of 10 children born into a very poor peasant family. His baptismal name was Giuseppe Melchior Sarto. And he had to walk 5 miles to school each way. Sometimes we hear stories of our parents saying they walked 5 miles to school each way. Both times it was uphill, but it was a true in his case. 5 miles there and back each day to school. As a young man, he entered the seminary at the age of 15, was ordained a priest at the age of 23 in the year 1858, the same time Our Lady was appearing over in Lourdes, 150 years ago this year, by the way. And for 17 years, he was a parish priest, doing the duties of parish priests, baptisms, weddings, funerals, spiritual counseling, marriage preparation, forming the laity, trying to do some Catholic action, spreading the faith. He personally would visit the homes of his parishioners. And then he was chosen to be the spiritual director of a seminary, and then the chancellor of his diocese. And then in 1884, he was chosen to be the bishop of Mantua in Italy. When he was called in to be named bishop, he wept. He did not want this responsibility. But he began to do God's work there, to reform the clergy, to heal some of the schisms in the local towns and villages. And then he was chosen in 1892 to be the Cardinal of Venice, called the Patriarch of Venice. And then when Pope Leo XIII died in the year 1903, he was chosen to be the Pope, elected at age 68 to lead the Church. After being installed as Pope, he was lamenting to a friend of his, "Look how they have dressed me up." He had a wonderful sense of humor. His mother had a great sense of humor as well, because after he was installed as Pope, she went to visit him. And of course, he had to hold out his hand for her to kiss his papal ring, and which she did. And then she held out her hand and said, "I now want you to kiss my wedding ring, because without this ring, you would not have your ring." So she had a wonderful sense of humor as well. So here was this Pope from obscure birth, from a peasant family, was now chosen to be Peter, chosen to be the successor to Saint Peter. He had no outstanding intellectual attainments, and yet he was very saintly and very holy. He radiated holiness. The people that met him said that they had come face to face with a saint. There was one day an Anglican priest was touring Rome, and he stopped in the Vatican, and they were having a papal procession. The Pope was being carried on the chair throughout the Vatican after he had given a talk, and this Anglican priest saw the Pope, and he was immediately converted to the Catholic faith. He saw the holiness of this man, and he knew he had to become a Catholic. The favorite books of the Pope, of course, were Sacred Scripture, which he loved so dearly, The Imitation of Christ by Thomas a Kempis, the writings of Thomas Aquinas, The Soul of the Apostolate, The True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort, and The Story of a Soul by St. Therese. They were all his bedside reading books. He had a very large bedside desk, I believe, because he had all these books on his bedside. He tried to combat modernism, which was the heresy that watered down the miracles in the Bible and really undermined all the teachings of the faith, saying things like Jesus never truly rose from the dead physically. Modernism was an insidious heresy that would deny miracles and deny the truths of the faith. So the Pope took the motto to renew all things in Christ. He took that from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. That was his papal motto, to restore and to renew all things in Christ. He became known as the Pope of the Blessed Sacrament, the Pope of the Eucharist, because he promoted daily Mass and daily Holy Communion. He lowered the age of First Communion, which was at that time between ages of 12 and 14. He lowered it to age 7 or 8, just after the young child would reach the age of reason. He wanted children to receive the Lord and Holy Communion as soon as they understood that Jesus was truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. He encouraged the daily reading of sacred scripture. He reformed church music, encouraged a Gregorian chant. He revised the code of canon law, which needed a revision by that time. He also wrote the catechism, St. Pius X, which was just a wonderful and still is a wonderful catechism. He revised the Vulgate translation of the Bible. He even set up in 1909 the Biblical Institute for the study of sacred scripture and the proper interpretation of sacred scripture. So the rest of his life, which was again very short, he died in the year 1914, just a few weeks after World War I began. He was heartbroken when he saw the loss of life during World War I. He died just about 3 weeks into the beginning of the war. He said he was born poor, he lived poor, and he would die poor. During his last years as Pope, he sheltered refugees in Rome. He denounced the ill treatment of the Indians in Peru, and he preached every Sunday in the Vatican. And it was known that God worked miracles through him during his life. He was beatified in the year 1951, canonized in 1954, and his incorrupt body is in the Vatican. If you go into the Vatican, St. Peter's, to the left is the incorrupt body of this saintly Pope, Pius X. So he was known for his devotion to Our Lady, his love for Christ, especially in the Blessed Sacrament. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Pius X, and you can venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of this saintly Pope, Pius X, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.